אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, sadly, that's the case at the Hannah and Daryl Cohen family building. Jewish Care stated last Tuesday night, sadly, today we must inform the community that an elder at our residential home in the suburb of Windsor in Melbourne, who last week tested positive to COVID-19, passed away. The family who visited during these precious last days were deeply appreciative of the care provided by staff, ensuring the elder's wishes met in a dignified and compassionate manner. The resident's death follows the passing of another resident at the Windsor facility who tested positive earlier this month. Meanwhile, a kitchen worker on contract to Jewish Care, who last worked at Gary's Morgan House on August 23, has tested positive, is isolating at home. 23 residents and several staff at the Hannah and Daryl Cohen building have recovered from COVID-19 and are no longer considered infectious. So the active case numbers at the facility are now 8 residents and 16 staff.
Now, the 8 residents, are they in hospital or are they still at the facility?
They're still at the facility and getting medical care and attention. So I hope the good news is the others have recovered, the other 23. It's just a matter of giving them the best possible care. And, of course, if they need extra care, seeing if they can be hospitalized if possible.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS, Shalom Australia, with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur approaching, and what is happening in Victoria? I'm talking as far as tefillot, going to the synagogue. I think nobody can go to the synagogue. But what are Jewish community leaders are planning for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
Yeah, well, certainly nobody knows this. Nobody has a crystal ball in terms of which day or which week everything will return to normal gradually. But the Rabbinical Council of Victoria are holding discussions with the Victorian State Government and also writing to them about what may be possible. And they've also initiated a Project High Holy Days, under which rabbis and rebbetzins will create opportunities to connect with the community in creative ways, including the Chabad Youth Director, Rabbi Moshe Kahn, told us one idea is to have volunteers go to local parks and streets in Jewish-populated areas of Melbourne and blow the shofar, so that everyone can still have the opportunity to experience the mitzvah of listening to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Another idea is to deliver home kits that can help families to celebrate the festival. And meanwhile, the progressive Jewish synagogues, including Temple Beth Israel through its online Yachad platform, they're going to live stream services during the High Holy Days so people can observe their services live.
So, well, what we tell our listeners is stay tuned, because in the next few weeks we'll be able to find out more what you can do or what will be available for you on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Later on in the program, I'll talk to the rabbi of the Great Synagogue, Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, and you'll be able to find out what is happening in Sydney. There is more clarity there as far as going to the synagogue in Sydney. And Shane, on a totally different topic, and unfortunately it's almost every week we've got new cases or old cases that come up of anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic attack, and a Jewish Uber driver was abused by a passenger. That is unbelievable.
Yes, the Jewish driver is aged in his 60s. He picked up a passenger last Tuesday traveling in Melbourne from Airport West to Moonee Ponds, and he was left shaken and concerned for his safety when his passenger abused him with anti-Semitic comments and told him he refused to be driven by a Jew. The Jewish News understands that the driver intends to file a report with Victoria Police. And a video was actually recorded of this incident, and if you watch it, you can see the passenger can be heard saying, quote, "I don't like Jews. I'm not going to ride with a Jew. See you later, you scumbag." And there are further obscenities beyond that. The driver said it was a terrifying incident, and the Anti-Defamation Commission is looking into the incident too. On the good note, social media users commended the Jewish driver for the way he handled the situation at the time. Briefly, there was a couple of other incidents also in the last week that are of concern. A student club at the University of Technology, Sydney, quote, weaponized Jewish history for their own political agenda with a series of social media posts, according to the Australian Union of Jewish Students, who filed an official complaint about the club, which is called Students for Humanity. They shared Instagram and Facebook stories calling Zionism, quote, inherently anti-Semitic, accusing Zionist mercenaries of planting bombs in Jewish buildings in Baghdad in the early 1950s. The club's post was filled with historical revisionism, hurtful accusations, and anti-Semitic tropes, and UTS must take action, Orge's public affairs coordinator Daniel Elberg said. In other incidents last week, two online retailers earned the ire of the Anti-Defamation Commission for selling items that call for an end to the State of Israel. As the Jewish News went to press, US website Etsy and Australian bestseller Redbubble were continuing to sell T-shirts printed with the slogan, "Make Israel Palestine Again." Redbubble was also blasted for allowing a T-shirt featuring the word resist with a picture of Palestinian terrorist Leila Khaled holding a rifle to be sold on its site. Following an inquiry from the Jewish News, Redbubble said it takes a strong stance against racism and violence, and it has since removed the T-shirt from its sales, along with iPhone cases depicting Khaled. Also, very briefly, a private school in New South Wales Central West is now taking active steps to change its culture following repeated accusations of anti-Semitic bullying, including by a 15-year-old Jewish student who was allegedly subjected to a lot of abuse and had to leave the school in order to feel safe. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputy CEO Vic Ulhadef, who has been working with the family and the school, said at the end of the day, it's about leadership and delivering a strong and clear statement that conduct of this kind won't be tolerated. And in Melbourne, an independent investigation into claims of anti-Semitic bullying at Brighton Secondary College continues, while legal action has now been taken by a number of alleged victims of anti-Semitic abuse at the school. The investigation is underway, and the mother of two Jewish boys who were alleged bullying victims said finally the victims will have their voices heard and not suffer in silence.
Shane, before we go, just a little bit of good news is funding for the Western Australia Jewish community.
Yeah, good news is always nice, isn't it, Nitsa? And the Western Australian government has committed $6 million in addition to matching funding a $6 million Commonwealth grant and a further $3 million boost in private funding, which will create a new centre in Perth, which will include a Holocaust museum, a memorial to Indigenous activist William Cooper, accommodation for community organisations, a daycare centre, youth space, and meetings and events facilities for the wider Jewish community.
Shendi Ziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.